9 o'clock.
Dale, if you can chair the meeting. Carolyn has requested to be off both the regional board and the ADR board, citing some personal reasons, so.
Call the meeting of Grant County ADRC to order. It is 9 o'clock. Meeting log.
Yes, it was sent to the county clerk, published on the website, and sent to the radio and newspaper.
We need roll call.
I don't think so. I've got everybody. I've got
Pat on the phone. Who's online?
Pat's on.
I am.
And Arnold is missing today.
Approval of the agenda.
Move to approve as printed.
Have a second?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay. Any more on the agenda? If not, I'll accept our motion to approve. Or all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pardon me.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Carried. Approval of the July 21st and the July 28th minutes.
I move to approve.
I'll second it.
Motion to approve. All in favor, say aye.
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 Carried. Public comment or communications.
All right. Well, tornado damage update. I'll just let you know. I'll read you what Steve put out from Emergency Management. On August 7th, an EF3 tornado touched down in the Boscobel area with an estimated peak winds of 160 miles per hour. The damage was about 10.6 miles long with a width of about half a mile. It destroyed and substantially damaged buildings along the southern edge of the city of Boscobel, as well as in the townships of Boscobel, Hickory Grove, and Waterstown. The most severely damaged structures were on County MS, Kiwanis Road, Highway T, and Johnson Road. There were no injuries reported, but proclamations of emergency were issued by the city and by the townships. An EOC was set up on Sunday. And ADRC, I was there on Sunday and then pulled in some staff on Monday because I think with the exception of three of the homes, and there were several, almost all of the individuals were over the age of 60. So the ADRC worked closely from Sunday to Sunday to provide assistance to affected families and also kind of help with volunteer management and coordinate volunteers to aid those families. So it was a extremely busy week with a lot of damage. And for those of you who don't know, that's my hometown. So it's also Gary's hometown. So it made it all that much more. Well, in some ways it made it easier. In some ways it made it harder. So but there's been a lot done. There's been a lot of cleanup done. There's still more to do. And the tree damage is so extensive that I don't think anybody can even comprehend that. So any questions on that? Okay, moving on. COVID-19 did get some communication from the state yesterday regarding the possibility of limiting in-person services again. We haven't made that decision yet, but we'll be, I have to read through that guidance a little more. I literally just got it yesterday and have not really had a chance to touch on it a whole lot. So we will be looking at that. We are requiring volunteers and staff at meal sites to wear masks. We also are requiring masks within our office. As far as staff is concerned, we do have a recommendation on the door that states what the CDC and Health Department recommends in terms of the high community transmission. So I will keep you updated on that, but we'll be following the state guidance pretty closely to determine what we will be doing. Most likely for the Part D season coming up, Medicare open enrollment will be coming up mid-October, and we will not likely be doing that in person. We have managed that last year over the phone and through the mail and pretty successfully, I think. So Emily's already ahead of the curve on that, so I think we will probably stick with that. That's all I have with those two.
Anybody else have anything they'd like to comment on? No, we'll move on to advocacy reports. I don't have anything on the regional meeting.
Okay.
Bus driver vacancy.
We do have a bus driver vacancy due to some issues that he was facing. Our bus driver needed to resign. I was hoping to have the bus up and running. Actually, we do have a bus out today. However, again, with the new guidance coming in, I don't know that will remain a possibility. However, I would like to advertise the vacancy so that we can get somebody hired. So at some point in time, we can actually get back to those services. So I do need a motion to do that.
I make a motion that we put an ad in the paper for the bus driver vacancy.
I'll second it.
Did you have a question, Rob?
No, I'm just going to. No.
Thank you. Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hold the same sign.
No, I won't be advertising for a CDL because it does require a CDL for our bigger buses, but we do have Tim Carty to do some of that, and we have Kathy Ottenstein as a part-time driver if we would need to pull in somebody for that. But the smaller buses that we're now getting don't require a CDL. So, and I don't think anything we will purchase here on out will require a CDL because we just can't attract CDL drivers. So I just tried to recruit Gary before the meeting, so...
Cassie, the only sub we got online now for the big one?
Yes. Well, Tim Carty is too.
Oh.
Tim works for SOC, so he does sub for us sometimes too.
Transportation resolution 8521.
Okay. It's that time of year. I usually have you guys pass the resolutions for 8521 for the transportation grant. And then we usually send it to the full board in November because they don't meet in October. But I'm afraid I'll... They don't meet in September. They meet in October. But typically, we've usually done it for the November one because the October one is usually just mostly budget, correct?
Yes.
Is that right? I knew there was reasoning why I did it that way. So we do have the 8521 grant to apply for. It isn't due till usually the end of the year. Sometimes they move it up but to December 1st. So I just want to make sure we get it in. This past year, we received about $129,819. I think it'll be similar to that. I don't have the exact amounts yet. However, it will probably be pretty close to that. The 8521 grant funds our volunteer driver escort program, which we call the TRIPS program. It funds the specialized transportation program. It funds part of the taxi program, and it funds the bus program. So I just need approval to submit that grant and a resolution to go to
approve that.
Thank you.
Motion by Rob. Do we have a second?
Second. I'll second it.
Gary. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hold the same sign.
All right. The second one is the transportation resolution for 8520 and 5311. And that is specifically for our taxi program. That is state and federal funding. It's a little hard to estimate that one. I am not sure exactly what we will end up with because the funding kind of varies. It is typically about half of our expenses. And then the federal one is a little bit different. So I was just, I just jotted that down, but I'm not positive that's right. This past year, we got, I believe, $53,288 and $10,918, but we got some COVID money in there. So I'm not sure it will be that high. Hang on just a second. I'm just going to look at my finance report and tell you. Somewhere. I wanted to see if that was right, because I feel like that was not right. So last year it still came out to about $66,000. So yeah, I'm pretty close. So that just runs the taxi in Boscobel, Fenimore, and the Lancaster area.
We up for or due for any new vehicles shortly?
That does not come out of those programs. That comes out of 5310. And the taxi just got a new vehicle. And we just got a new bus. So I don't, at this time, given the fact that most of them are just sitting in a parking lot, I don't think we'll probably need to do that at this time.
Okay, I accept a motion to approve for the taxi funding.
I move to accept the resolution 8520/5311.
Motion by Gary. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll
second it.
Seconded by Pat. We've missed her a couple of times, so I'll get her name on.
I was feeling slighted.
Hold same sign, carried. AFCSP transfer program from services.
The AFCSP is the Alzheimer's Family Support Caregiver Program. That I talked to, I think I talked to you about it last month. We run the National Family Caregiver Support Program, and Social Services runs the Alzheimer's one. The Alzheimer's one is about $23,000. I haven't exactly seen the exact grant amount. But there's been some talk over the last several years of transferring that to the ADRC. It went to DSS back when they were doing more long-term care support, and they don't do that now. That's all family care. So Fred has thought it worthwhile to transfer it to us. Nicole is the one who runs our current caregiver program and has agreed to take it on. It does make more sense for consumers because we often refer to them if we've got a consumer with Alzheimer's, because they actually can... It's a little more beneficial for them on that program versus ours. It can free up some money in ours and get them some additional money with that one. So we do a lot of referrals to them. So this way, it's just one less step for the consumer. It makes more sense. I think last month we did talk about having it go to DSS committee first, and they did approve it. It also needed approval by the Grant County Board, and they did approve it as well with the condition of you guys approving it. It will require a resolution that will have to go to the board because I am requesting a change in contract. Fred contracts with DHS for that program, and I would like to contract with GWAR for it because that's where all the rest of our funding comes out of. So it makes more sense to do that as well. And that doesn't seem like it should be an issue at all with the state. They were the ones that said, yes, we would just need a resolution to do that. So.
What kind of funding or what's involved in that?
It's about, the funding itself is about $23,000. I think we can use about, I'm hoping that we can use about $3,000 or $4,000 of it towards case management for Nicole's time. And then the rest of it is about, I think there's about a $4,000 grant that's issued to about 5 families a year. And those families, once they qualify for it, are able to stay on the program until such time they request to be off. So it does take a little bit more of watching it and making sure that we don't spend more than we should, but certainly something that follows along. The caveat is just different, is that people must have an Alzheimer's diagnosis with it. And there is a little bit of an income eligibility to it, which is different from our National Family Caregiver Program. So, but otherwise, it makes sense. It's good customer service. It's not sending somebody on to somebody else. We can just take care of it in-house. So.
Oh, I think the big thing there, like you said, it saves a door that the consumer's got to worry about opening up.
Yeah. Yep, just saves them from making that other phone call and having to talk to somebody else. So. We can take care of it and determine which program will meet their needs best and go from there. But we do need approval from this committee.
I move to approve the AFCSP program transfer.
Second. Motion by Rob, second by Lester. Any more discussion? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Approval of vouchers. Anybody have any comments, complaints?
Motion to approve the vouchers.
Motion by Gary. Do I have a second?
I second.
I'll second it.
Any more discussion? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, aye. Same. Carried. Financial report.
I don't think I really have much to say on that. Obviously, we had a lot of money in the bus program because we're not doing that. Otherwise, everything else, I believe, is pretty much on track if you look at it. Percentages match up pretty well with the timing. So I think we'll be fine. Obviously, if you look at congregate and nutrition, they don't look right, but if you look at it as a whole, you'll see that we are doing okay there, too. I should point out, I guess I'll wait till my director's report to point that out. We did get some additional money in the nutrition, but I think we've got that spent already, so. Unless you have a question, I don't have any comments.
Well, I'll accept motion to approve the finance report.
I'll go move to approve that.
Motion by Rob. Do I have a second?
Gary. Motion by Gary.
Gary.
I second. So Rob seconds.
More discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Carried. Our county director's report.
Okay, well, I've already talked about the tornado, so we'll move on from that. I'm sorry, I didn't have time to get a written one out to you guys, and we don't have program reports today either because we just ran out of time last week, but and I talked to you about the office situation. So we've got care calls still continuing a little bit. We actually did a few more this past week with the tornado. We're still distributing farmers market vouchers till the end of September. Those will come to an end, but they can be used through the end of October. So we need to get some of those out. Speaking of which, we should do that. Make a note of that for me, if you would. Working on the county budget, the Nutrition Council has met. Topics included COVID-19 issues, site updates, program stats, and the budget. We haven't had a real high percentage of participants yet at congregate sites in our nutrition program. So maybe that's good given the situation with everything. But we've really only probably had just a few places. We are still advertising for a meal site manager in the Platteville area. We have not gotten any apps on that. Senior Day is Friday at the fair. Tom Bedka is providing music in the entertainment tent from 10 a.m. till noon, and we will have a booth at the fair. So if you're at the fair on Friday or come to the fair on Friday, stop by and see us. Let me see. Elderfest is October 22nd. It will remain as a drive-through event. I think I've already said that. And we've already had about four or five registrations, I think, for that. So I didn't mention that Governor Evers also toured Boscobel on August 10th to review the damage as well. And I had the pleasure of taking part in that. So anything else that I'm missing that you can think of, Courtney? It has been a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. Tornado and all, quite a whirlwind. All right. Yeah, that's all I have right now. So.
Program report?
Program report we do not have. We didn't, I did not have a chance to update the numbers because we just get them last week, and so I did not do that. So we'll have an updated program report for you. We're extremely busy. We have some staff out today, and we are very busy. The phones and walk-ins have been very, very busy. So, but that's how we like it. So that's all I have.
Any other comments for the good of the order? It's gotta be just about a record, huh?
Pretty much. And I do have resolutions for you to sign before you leave today. And then, Pat, I'll catch up with you. Gosh, it would be terrible if I had to stop somewhere and get your signature.
But I'll be here.
Well, with all that being said, I'll accept a motion to adjourn till September 15th. Same time, same place.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
By Rob, second by Gary. All in favor say aye.
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 Hi.
Thank you.
Look at that, Rob. I even got you to spare time to get to the volunteering for